Well, now that sort of livens up the breakfast hour, doesn't it? All about dancing and Emily. And my granddaughter would love that song because she'd be up dancing and forgetting about her Cheerios entirely. Now, I'm going to go to the Holly Cole Trio. And because the weather has become so beautiful, I think we can all say, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
I can see clearly now. Rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds, had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, it's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. Pain is gone. All of my bad feelings have disappeared. There is the rainbow I've been praying for. Sunshiny day. Look all around, nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue.
And that completes the first hour of Beautiful Druid. My name is Alden Hadwin. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, broadcasting from the University of Guelph. I really hope you're enjoying the show and that you will stay tuned for the second hour, which will begin right after a few public service announcements and the BBC World News. I have lots of great things planned for the second hour and, of course, some more poetry. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned, and I'll be back very soon.
Greetings, Guelphites. If you have not realized how amazing your community is, you should take a walk downtown on the fourth Friday of the month. 10 Carden and Fourth Fridays work to promote and establish the local community. Yoga and dance workshops, book readings, art shows, concerts, open mic nights, movie screenings, and collaborative projects in the neighborhood are a few of the examples of what 10 Carden has helped bring you. There's always something happening downtown, and we'd like to keep it that way. If you'd like to find out more about 10 Carden and accessibility of each event, check us out on Twitter at Fourth Friday 10, Facebook, or our website, fourthfridaysguelph.ca. Or if you have any inquiries or an event in mind, feel free to email us at intern@tencarden.ca.
Magic here every Saturday afternoon on CFRU. Seriously, music.
Hi, my name is Jermaine, and I just walked into CFRU 93.3 FM for the first time. Anybody can volunteer to make radio here. For more information, check out CFRU.ca.
Street is Guelph's largest art exhibition and sale, attracting nearly 100 exhibitors and thousands of attendees to Quebec Street in downtown Guelph. Now in its 12th year, this event is filled with colour, creativity and performance, and we'd love you to volunteer and be a part of it on Saturday, July 12th. There are volunteer opportunities across all levels of ability. If you are 16 and over and can do a 3 or 4 hour shift, we need your help decorating Quebec Street, assisting artists, directing attendees, handing out event programs and ballots, and more. All volunteers will receive an I Heart Downtown Guelph t-shirt or toque and yummy snacks and refreshments. Complete an online volunteer application form by the first week of July at downtownguelph.com for Art on the Street.
Magic here every Saturday afternoon on CFRU. Seriously, music.
Greetings, Guelphites. If you have not realized how amazing your community is, you should take a walk downtown on the fourth Friday of the month. 10 Carden and Fourth Fridays work to promote and establish the local community. Yoga and dance workshops, book readings, art shows, concerts, open mic nights, movie screenings, and collaborative projects in the neighborhood are a few of the examples of what 10 Carden has helped bring you. There's always something happening downtown, and we'd like to keep it that way. If you'd like to find out more about 10 Carden and accessibility of each each event, check us out on Twitter at FourthFriday10, Facebook, or our website, fourthfridaysguelph.ca. Or if you have any inquiries or an event in mind, feel free to email us at intern@tencardon.ca.
Welcome back to Beautiful Druid here at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Alden Hadwin, and this is the second hour of a show which includes an eclectic choice of music, interesting and relaxing listening music for a Sunday morning to get your day started, and some poetry halfway through each of the 2 hours. So let's have a little bit of music to get us in the mood for the music that I've got lined up for this first half hour of the second hour of Beautiful Druid. Lest I get too enthralled with that, I'm just going to cue up the music, and it'll take just a minute because I have to find it here. There it is. It's called Rocky Brook, and it's from an album called Beauty of the North, Chris Norman. And you'll hear Robin Bullock, Paul Wheaton, Alistair Fraser. That was Chris Norman playing the flute, and it was called Rocky Brook. And in brackets it says Canadian, so perhaps it's a Canadian interpretation of something that was written for another location, possibly. I'm just guessing, in the British Isles. I'm going to play something now by Stan Rogers, the great Stan Rogers. And this is not about ships and the water. It is about farming and fields. And you know, this spring, it's very late for farmers to be able to plow and plant. It's late because we had a long, bitter winter. Spring was cool and wet, and the fields just weren't workable. But the next week, we've got beautiful weather on the way, just like we have a beautiful day today. And so the farmers will be out there working in the fields. And I thought this song should put in mind everything that that entails and the challenges as well as the pleasures of working on a farm. ¶¶
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle of the air. Every rod's a game, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Cousin down the road, the heartache Hale and Hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight, dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. Just might cover all the loans. You've mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a winter coat. Take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on when you're so tied to the land. For the good times come and go, but at least there's rain, so this won't be barren ground when September rolls around. So watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground. Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Stan Rogers singing about farming, and some of his references make you think he's singing about farming out west when he talks about quarters, and in this case he was talking about the lack of rain. But if it's the lack of rain, or if it's too much rain, or if it's too cold or too hot, these are all things that affect farming. The weather has always affected farming, and he captures a little bit the ups and downs and the hardships and the financial problems, where you're so close to the line, you borrow money, you hope that the year is good and you're able to pay back the loans and do some things for your family as well. So not an easy way to make a living, just as Stan Rogers often sings about fishing, and that's not an easy way to make a living either. In fact, there aren't too many easy ways, are there? One of the things about Stan Rogers is that he has such empathy, that he really, in his singing, you feel that he not only understands, but that he cares about whatever it is he's singing about and the people that are involved. Another singer like that is Pete Seeger. And so I thought I would follow Stan Rogers with the great Pete Seeger. And this is a song. It's a song not written by him, but beautifully performed by him, Guantanamera. And he will actually explain a little bit about the song as he sings in this live performance from an album called Greatest Hits.
Jose Marti was born in 1853. When he was 17 years old, he was active in the Cuban liberation movement, and he was exiled by the Spanish governor. He spent most of his life in exile, including 12 years in New York City. He wrote 70 books, poetry, novels, polemics. He's one of the greatest writers in the Spanish language. At the age of 42, he went back to Cuba. And this is one of his last poems because he was killed within the year in an abortive uprising. After he died, people put it to a popular tune. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero echa mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mis versos es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un cielo herido que busca en el monte amparo.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
The words mean, I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. And before dying, I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra, with the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountain pleases me more than the sea. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Once more,
Guantanamera.
That song, Waterfall, was by Tanis Sliman, Guelph's own very talented Tanis Sliman. And I don't know, because Pete Seeger was explaining that Guantanamera was about the loving the streams, the clear water, and that come down from the mountains. I thought Waterfall and the sort of sensibility of that song would go well. And now, continuing in the idea of water, I want to play you quite an interesting track. This is by William Bell. He's a blues singer from Tennessee, and he's playing with the Memphis Horns. He's singing a song called You Don't Miss Your Water Till Your Well Runs Dry. And it's quite marvelous. I learned about this song when I was flipping the channels on my TV, and I saw a concert from the White House, and it was Memphis Memphis was the theme, and they had all kinds of singers from Memphis, and this gentleman, who is elderly now, sang with great feeling, and the president and Michelle Obama embraced him warmly, and I was very impressed and very touched and moved by that, and by the song. So here it is, You Don't Miss Your Water, by William Bell, and you'll hear him accompanied by the Memphis horns.
Said how